It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Crews are getting some containment lines around the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction. The fire is almost 20% contained, but away from those lines, the fire keeps growing. It's burning in very dry brush in areas that have seen record heat, premature snowmelt, and little rain this summer. Temperatures there will get close to 100 degrees again this afternoon. People living near the Grizzly Creek fire that has burned Glenwood Canyon are asking officials how they can help. Lisa Steffler with the White River National Forest says there is one basic thing she recommends.
The most important thing people can do to help is to observe those fire restrictions. The last thing in the world that this team and your county resources need is another fire.
Several small fires started in the area this week and were quickly contained, but Steffler says that's still an extra strain on firefighters. Black and Hispanic Coloradans are hospitalized at higher rates because of COVID-19. That's according to new numbers from the state health department. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
More than half of the patients in hospitals were Hispanic at one point in May, although they represent just 22% of the population. On the whole, Hispanic Coloradans accounted for 38% of hospitalized patients. Nearly 1 in 10 hospitalized patients were black, a disproportionate rate of severe illness. But that trend appears to have improved over time. White Coloradans were less likely to be hospitalized due to COVID-19. About half of hospitalized patients were 60 or older. 17% of patients in intensive care died. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A short stretch of northbound Interstate 25 between Colorado Springs and Denver will close overnight. Traffic will detour around the construction zone near Monument. Southbound lanes in the same spot will close tomorrow night. And it's highs in the 90s again today along the Front Range, around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.